With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. As health officials continue to roll out COVID-19 vaccines, making sure those vaccines remain effective against new variants of the virus that causes the illness is becoming an ever-important part of controlling the pandemic. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports on the state's effort to stay on top of how the virus is evolving.
At the University of Montana Genomics Core Lab in Missoula, a robotic machine is extracting RNA particles from COVID-19 nasal swabs.
And this can work on 96 samples at once.
Lab manager David Ching says the RNA from these samples will be run through another machine that will give the positive or negative result. In the near future, Ching's lab will also sequence the genes of the viruses from positive COVID-19 tests. Genetic sequencing allows scientists to identify known COVID-19 variants that federal health officials say are concerning and to keep an eye out for new ones that could be more infectious, more deadly, or are able to evade vaccines.
We just did a trial run. We did sequencing about around 20 positive sample. We know it's the virus concern.
So far, the state health department, Ching's lab, and others at Montana State University have done limited sequencing work, identifying about 260 variant cases statewide. But a more systematic sequencing effort is in the works, so health officials can stay on top of how the virus is changing. The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services is using $11.5 million of federal funding to contract with Ching's lab at the University of Montana, labs at Montana State University, and Fire Diagnostics, a private lab in Missoula. Jim Murphy with the State Health Department says the state lab is also bolstering its own sequencing capacity by more than sixfold.
I think we'll have a good network in Montana that should be able to spot anything new that is circulating around here.
Murphy says the cost of this work makes it impossible to sequence every positive test in Montana, even as case numbers go down. So the state has set its sights on sequencing 10 to 15% of all positive samples. Last week, the state was able to sequence 12% of the positive PCR tests.
12% is a great number to be at.
Andrew Pekosh is a virologist with Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. He says federal health officials haven't offered firm guidance on what percentage of positive COVID-19 tests should be sequenced in order to stay on top of what variants are emerging and circulating.
But there have been modelers and others that have suggested that if you do that 10 to 15% range, you should get a good idea of when something is becoming more dominant in your population.
Pekosh says the more people that become infected, the greater the chance new variants will crop up. He says that means rural states like Montana, with low populations and smaller case numbers, are more likely to see variants imported from elsewhere versus finding a homegrown strain. However, he says it still can happen.
And that's why the surveillance efforts are really, really important. And I'll also add that there's, on top of that, we are starting to see variants that have different disease severity.
So identifying the arrival of more severe variants early can help hospitals prepare for sicker patients, allow health officials to inform the public, and push the pandemic-related precautions we all know so well. Pekosh and other experts say much of the country is just beginning to hit that 10 to 15% sequencing goal, namely because labs have to sequence fewer positives as COVID cases are going down. He says maintaining that coverage will get harder if cases increase, and that it will be important for Montana and other states to continue building their sequencing capacity through the summer months.
Now is the time that we all prep and get ready for what we expect to be as a bit of a surge in the fall once the weather becomes cooler and people move inside and transmission is much more likely.
At Fire Diagnostics in Missoula, CEO Chris Booth says that capacity building is already happening in anticipation of finalizing its contract for sequencing work with the state. Boo says Fire is buying new equipment and doubling the size of its lab.
And so as long as we have all of the infrastructure set up, and we'd be able to do a lot of samples every week, which is great.
Booth says the lab could sequence 300 samples per week and maybe even more. However, he adds that it's been tough to hire enough lab technicians that could boost that sequencing capacity, as labs across the country are all trying to prepare for a potential fall surge of COVID-19 cases and a spike in demand for sequencing. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.